Hi everybody, my name is Jesse, and the question we're trying to answer today is, will neonicotinoids mobilize in the environment? Well, what are they? In many ways, they are the ideal class of pesticide. They're very effective in small doses, they're very non-toxic to mammals, and they have a broad spectrum of effect. However, when these pesticides come in contact with many non-target species, the effects are potentially lethal. It takes only 20 nanograms of thymethoxam to kill any one bee or 50% of any honeybee population. So they're also very water-soluble, which presents an opportunity for seed manufacturing companies to coat these seeds and assume that throughout the growing season, they will migrate into the root zone and be taken up systemically into the plant so that it will effectively arm the plant throughout the growing season. But since it's very water-soluble and only 20% of this mass at most is recovered in the plant at any given time, the majority of this mass is in the system, and since it's very water-soluble, it's likely to become transported, theoretically. So, to test this hypothesis and a column study, we devised a column study, seeing if corn or dimethoxam, a common neonicotinoid, will migrate into the soil environment from corn seed coat throughout the growing season. So, what do we find? Well, this is showing a mass distribution of the mass distribution throughout one of our soil columns. And after the corn stage V5, which was about a month of growth, the majority of the mass is remaining in this high-density root zone above 30 centimeters. More interestingly, if we look below that in a 30 to 45 centimeter section, there more mass was recovered in those columns that contained viable plants versus those that were treated that contained no viable plants or controlled for growth. This is telling us that maybe the plants have the ability to help push this pesticide further down in the vertical profile. Also important is structure. It turns out when you take an arable agricultural soil and you leave it in pasture for 25 years, both the natural secondary arrangement of particles that constitute structure and root growth and bioturbation allow for preferential flow pathways and structural flow pathways, which are pretty important in the transport process. So here we fit the advection dispersion model to some leachate data that we recovered. On the y-axis we have relative concentration of thymethoxam. On the x-axis, we have how much water moved to the system, or the number of pore volumes leached. So in the more heterogeneous structured soil, we saw more pesticide and water moving through the system, as opposed to our unstructured clays. So, can the pesticide move? Yes, it can definitely move in the vertical profile, provided and maybe enhanced by root growth. So in the y-axis here, we're showing, I guess we're supposed to use a mouse. So on the y-axis, we're showing the mass recovered below that 30-centimeter root zone related to the depth over two corn stages, showing that there's this positive relationship between the root growth and that distribution down on the profile. So can it become transported? Yes, it can become transported. Again, this is showing breakthroughs. On the right, we're showing our 20-centimeter columns leached a lot more pesticide than our 60-centimeter columns on the left here. So also to note is that every single 20-centimeter column leached a concentration that would be considered potentially fatal to aquatic invertebrates. This is set at about 17.5 parts per billion. So what do we gain? We believe that during the majority, so as long as hydraulic inputs are minimal or rainfall is average, pesticide is likely to remain in that high-density root zone. However, if the system is exposed to a large-scale rain event, there's this chance that the pesticide will move in relevant concentrations, become invected through these structural pathways and that are potentially enhanced by corn development in these later stages where the roots can make their way deeper in the profile. So thank you. If you have any questions, I think I'm 403. Next to 402. Thank you. F-4-L-I. Thank you.